With their joint practice with the Atlanta Falcons behind them, the Titans returned to St. Thomas Sports Park to prepare for their first preseason game. While Monday's meeting with the Falcons was just a practice, having the opportunity to go up against another team is helping them prepare for their upcoming game against the Green Bay Packers.
Going out against another team to be able to hit another jersey, to see different formations and everything else, that was good for us to be able to get it on film, to be able to see guys understand what's going on. We had a couple mistakes here and there, but that's football. But I think for the most part, we did a really good job as far as competing, as far as putting our pads on them, and trying to dominate as much as possible. You know, it's going to be a little different. You know, obviously we're going into a game, against Green Bay, but at the same time, it's time for us to show up and show out. You know, as far as speaking on the defense side of the ball, if we're going to take this thing over, like we continue to say, and talking trash and everything else, we got to go out there and prove it on game day.
At the end, it was still practice. I mean, it was against the other team, but it wasn't tackled to the ground. It wasn't really full speed hitting. But this is going to be a real test for us. See exactly where we are.
Playing the Falcons, which is another team, I think it boosted our confidence going into this first preseason games. I know it did for a lot of the young guys and me myself. And I'm just ready to get it going, ready to get the season started.
Today, the Titans released their first depth chart of the 2014 season. While this gives a general guideline for who could be included in the starting lineup, Titans coaches and players aren't putting much stock in it.
When the depth chart comes out, it's not a topic of discussion. We just focus on getting better as a group, as a team. And, if we worry about that, it takes away from everything we've worked hard for. So right now, it's trying to get better every day.
You move up the depth chart, you go down on how you perform when the bullets are live. And practicing it as well. You got to be able to show coming to this league that you are a guy who you're all in. You're up in meetings, you're figuring things out, and understand the defenses and the checks and the offenses, whatever it is, and you can go out there and perform on game day. I think if we continue to do that, everybody's in, man. Everybody on this team, man. That's the exciting part.
Not really any extra motivation. I'm just going to go out there and do what I can do the most of my opportunities, and try to make plays on the field and help the team win.
It's kind of too early, but at the same time, I think all our backs are going to contribute no matter who's starting. We all going to have a piece of the puzzle to put together and, get this job done.
As the Titans get closer to their first preseason game, the team is gelling more and more. Titans safety Bernard Pollard says that everyone is buying into head coach Ken Wisenhunt's vision for this team.
Everybody's bought in, and, that's the exciting part. When you can see that, there's so many times I've seen it, in the team's past, to see that come together here is exactly what I want.
The Titans have a closed practice on Thursday and host the Green Bay Packers on Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m. at LP Field. For TitansOnline.com, I'm Amy Wells.